Just to note, there was a great study done by the Department of Energy, and I talked to Secretary Granholm about this, that by 2050, all right, I mean, we're talking here close to 30 years from now, 79% of the vehicles will still be combustion engines or use liquid fuels. So it is so important for our country to understand what role ethanol and biodiesel play in that area.
Okay. A quick note about the electrical vehicles. You know, a lot of people might get the misled on it because, you know, we're having to be dependent upon China to get the material for to make the batteries, and then once that battery's life has expired, it's very difficult to get rid of that then.
Exactly. There's so many issues with the electric vehicle right now. First of all, number one, you need baseload generation. I mean, you need energy. And right now, when we see blackouts in California and what we saw in Texas over the winter, we have real problems with our energy grid. So that's number one. And number two is what it does when you have a piece of corn and you squeeze it. It's actually a battery itself, and it's the cleanest form of energy. And yet the battery that's in an electric vehicle, right, it comes from China. And not only that, is the lithium battery, what are you going to do when it gets done? I mean, it really creates a problem. So that's why I'm pushing the agenda along with a lot of my colleagues to look at and advance biofuels.